Well, Washington is stepping up its saber-rattling against North Korea. The U.S. says it's deployed a second destroyer to the Pacific region.
On the Decatur and the McCain, they have arrived at predetermined positions in the Western Pacific, where they will be poised to respond to any missile threats to our allies or our territory.
The Pentagon announced on Monday that the anti-missile warship USS John McCain is stationed off the Korean Peninsula. The U.S. has already sent F-22 stealth fighters to South Korea. It's also tested nuclear-capable B-2 bombers as part of a joint military exercise that will last until the end of April. Washington says it's sent sea-based X-band radar systems to the region to track down any North Korean missiles. The announcement comes as the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says his country will defend itself and its allies against North Korea. Pyongyang, on the other hand, says it will switch on its dormant Yongbyon nuclear facility in response to increasing UN sanctions and the threats posed by the U.S. and South Korea. From Philadelphia, I'm joined by David Lindorf, investigative journalist. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. Lindorf, with all that's happening in the region, how close are we to an all-out war?
Well, I'm no military expert. I suspect not very close. I think that, you know, this is the kind of saber-rattling you're talking about, which is going on both sides, has the risk of getting out of control. Obviously, one side can miscalculate easily, but North Korea has its own reasons for wanting to put itself on this scary military footing. It's not a very popular government at home and is going through a lot of difficulties right now economically. So they have an advantage in trying to make things look pretty scary for their own people. And I think the Obama administration has its own incentive for wanting to look tough with a government that most people in the United States have a tendency to view as a rogue regime. So I think both sides' governments are pushing this confrontational approach, but neither one wants to go forward with it. I'm sure the South Koreans, the last thing they want is to have a war, because that would be hugely damaging to many people and to their industrial base. So I think saner heads are likely to prevail at some point, but in the meantime, we get to watch this show.
And Eden, how much do you think this possible war, if I may say, would be nuclear?
Look, I don't think there's going to be a war. I think the last thing you're going to see is a nuclear war either. I don't think the North Korean regime is crazy and suicidal. So I don't think they're going to actually launch one of their bombs, which supposedly they can't even put on their missiles anyway. So I'm not sure how they would deliver it. They can't send it any further than the South anyhow. And so what they would do if they were to launch a nuclear bomb would be assure a complete all-out assault by the U.S. on them, with or without nuclear weapons. I think the U.S. is going to be very, very cautious about using nuclear weapons. The U.S. can't really afford to be seen as the first to use a nuclear weapon. If I suppose if the North was crazy enough to launch one of its little bombs, and if it worked, that the U.S. might find it would be an opportunity for them to use one of our small bombs on, you know, say, a nuclear facility for North Korea. But there's always the risk they have to play of how many innocent Koreans would get hurt by that, and that would upset, you know, people all over Asia, would upset everybody in South Korea. So I don't think the U.S. is going to go nuclear on this at all.
Indeed. David Lindorf, investigative journalist from Philadelphia, thanks for your thoughts there, sir.